Hello and welcome to Cry, Laugh, Eat, Making Friends with Your Emotions. We're so glad you came back after last week's episode. It's great to have you here.
We sure are.
My name is Helen.
And my name is Ruth. And welcome back. We're so glad you're here today. If I sound a little bit Darth Vader-y, it's because I am.
No, actually, she is your father.
Actually, Luke Skywalker, I have a sore throat today, but I am so happy to be with you. In each episode, we talk about emotions in everyday life and try to make sense of them. Today, we are going to be looking at a way that emotions can help us process negative thoughts in a positive way. That was a bit of a mouthful, wasn't it, Ellen?
It was.
Sometimes we have negative thoughts about ourselves, and we might not think them, but they may become apparent in the way that we behave. Mm. For example, maybe you feel you're not good enough to mingle and mix with the in crowd, so you might just, you don't think to yourself, I'm not good enough to mix and mingle with the in crowd. You may just sit at a distance and not get involved. Yeah, so we do have lots of other funny negative thoughts, like I've grown up thinking that I am not a good cook, and as I said to Helen before, it came true.
If you think something enough, it will come true.
But good news for the kids, I don't burn things anymore. Yippee! Okay, so Helen.
Our thoughts can be like a coach or a loving friend. They can cheer us on and encourage and support us. But sometimes they can be like a bully or an abusive person. Our thoughts can be belittling, disrespectful, and discouraging.
And it's really interesting. We can have these negative thoughts about ourselves. We say them to ourselves, but we would very, very rarely, if ever, say them to someone else.
That's right. We might say, oh, that was so stupid. Well, we don't really very often say that to someone else.
And I don't say to someone else, you're a terrible cook. Yeah, even though I might feel like it sometimes.
Yeah, we're usually much more respectful and polite to others than we are to ourselves. And those belittling and disrespectful thoughts, the more we have them, the more self-doubt we have. Mm.
They result in very distorted thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Negative thoughts actually sow the seeds of doubt, and we begin to doubt ourselves. And we'd like to look at the most common thought that we experience. And I'm sure most of you will relate to this. You may not have thought the exact words in your mind, but you definitely feel it. And the most common negative thought is, I'm not enough. Or I'm not good enough. Mm.
And these are fear-based thoughts. These actually come from the emotion fear. Mm. If we look at our book, wait one moment, please, while I find it.
One.
Wait three or four moments. Fear from our book, Making Friends with Your Emotions, says, I am the emotion in your heart that helps you care, value and protect.
And we're looking at ourselves. So when you're having negative thoughts that are around not feeling good enough or not feeling that you're enough for anyone or other things, then fear is telling you that you need to take care of yourself, you need to value yourself, and you need to protect yourself.
When you said care, value and protect, we might wait for someone else to care, value and protect us, but that person might never come along. Or you may have someone in your life, but they may be busy, or
you may just want to hit them on the head.
That's right. The most important person to care for you and value you and protect you is yourself. It starts there.
Love it, Helen. Not feeling good enough. I think a lot of women feel like that, especially in this day and age.
And probably men too.
Even they have thoughts sometimes that they're not good enough. I had an experience the other week. I went to an agency that my son, daughter-in-law and family are members of. They actually belong to this agency. And this agency is it's a modeling / TV / advertising agency. So they sign people up, etc. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to this agency, walked in the door, and was greeted by three really lovely, warm, just so hospitable women. All of them size 4. And for a split second in my size 14, 16, I stood there and thought, oh, what am I doing here? And that was saying, I'm not enough or I'm not good enough.
Mm.
But as quickly as I had that thought, also I just felt, oh, well, I'm here, and if they like me, they like me. So, Helen, I remember you just telling me earlier about thoughts you'd had of not being good enough.
Mine go way back. When I was a little girl, especially in the early years, I was shy, but I was somehow the class clown. And because I loved people, and I particularly loved making people laugh. And if they laughed, well, I found another way to make them laugh.
And it made you feel good.
And it made me feel great. Mm. Yeah, it made me just feel really connected to people. And around the age of 10, I think it was, someone that I loved deeply and was very dependent on hurt me very deeply. And that affected the way I thought about myself from there on for a very long time, even to a few years ago when that started to change. My thoughts about myself were consistently that I wasn't good enough, that I needed to shrink and be small and keep out of people's way because I just didn't believe I was worth anything. And like you said before, Ruth, negative thoughts sow the seeds of doubt. Well, my thoughts became extremely negative about me. When I was a little girl, I didn't know how to manage that any other way.
But as an adult?
As an adult, well, there was a little part of me that believed I could do anything I wanted to, but I never had the courage because of those doubtful thoughts about myself. Mm. And that became a pattern until I became aware, began to study and learn the things we share now that became life-changing.
Isn't it amazing how just knowing the emotions, yes, and how they serve you and why they're there can help you change those patterns of thought, behavior, and just help you to become stronger and heavier? Because I'm so privileged. I've been a part of your journey.
Yeah.
And I've just seen you blossom and grow, and you continue to, and you teach me so much through that example. So I'm so grateful for you, Helen. But it's amazing.
Thank you.
And to the listeners out there, honestly, if you can just really understand that emotions are not negative or positive, they're simply notifications. They're just saying that something needs your attention. Helen, you've actually embraced fear. Can you tell us what messages you heard from fear or how it helped you to overcome and it still helps you overcome?
Fear is now my friend because I love what it says in our book on page 11. Quote, I am the voice in your head that tells you to be careful, to prepare and to act. Now, I didn't know that for years. Mm. Fear just actually overwhelmed me. I thought it was just a part of me that just belonged there. I don't know. It was just overwhelming. But now that I see, and if I go to the quote on page 12, it says, I am the emotion in your heart that makes you care, value, protect. So now I understand that I need to care for me, value me, protect myself. And to do that, I go back to the quote I just said before, fear tells us to be careful, to prepare and to act. So by being careful and preparing and thinking ahead, I can then act by making sure I take care of myself and value who I am. I don't always get that perfect, but I'm learning, and I pick myself up and think, okay, next time I could think about that ahead of time.
Love
yeah.
It.
It's like, I'll give you an example. Today I had a phone call and I thought, oh no, not something else, because it's very busy. I'm in the middle of moving and it's a very busy time. I'm here working with Ruth. And I looked and thought, I can't answer that because that person might need something of me. That sounds selfish, but it's just where I'm at right now.
No, that's taking care of you.
So I let the phone ring out and hoped they'd leave a message, and they did. And then I was going to call them back And Ruth did something lovely. Ruth said, wait, prepare before you call back. What is it you need? What do you want to be able to say first so that you make sure you're caring about yourself? And I think that's a perfect example of be careful, prepare to act.
That's brilliant. I love that, Helen. Okay, so you're somewhere or you're at home or wherever and you have these thoughts about not feeling good enough or that you're not enough. What then? How do you help? Or what's the process?
Great question. I think we need to pause when those feelings come. Probably let them come a moment and then ask ourselves, what exactly am I feeling here?
Brilliant.
What is this that I'm feeling?
That's important because we'll all feel different things and we may feel multiple things. Like Helen's I'm not good enough often comes from doubt, which is fear-based. And sometimes for me, not feeling good enough comes from feeling uncomfortable about myself or disliking myself. And those two feelings are disgust-based.
The emotion disgust,
yeah.
Yes.
And so sometimes there are different feelings or there could be, like I say, multiple feelings. So it's important for you to, like Helen said, to ask yourself the question, what am I feeling exactly? Once you know that, then you can work with that. You can, especially if you buy our book and all the emotions are able to explain to you what they're there for.
Yeah, when you know what you're feeling, like it's really good to ask yourself that because when you can name it, no matter what it is, overwhelm, whatever the words are that come to you, then you can ask yourself, why am I feeling this right now? And you'll start to, like the onion, get the next layer and the next layer. And then you can ask yourself, well, what do I need? What do I need to do now? Is there something I need to change? Is there something I need to prepare for? Is there something I'm going to need to say to someone? Do I just need to stop and have a rest? Whatever it is, you will know deep down. I think these questions in those moments can actually help shift the focus of I'm not good enough onto this is what I can do. And this is what I can do is far greater than I'm not good enough. We then become empowered. It's a great way to shift your focus. I'm not good enough can become quite, well, it is. It's discouraging, it's defeating, it's belittling.
It's also very human to have negative thoughts. So don't feel that you're crazy or that you're not a good person just because you do have negative thoughts. And it can be a lifelong process to be able to deal healthily with negative thoughts.
We feel this is the beauty of our work because it is a lifelong process making your emotions your friends. And if it's there with a message and you look for that message, that's like having that encouraging friend. Like I said at the beginning, our thoughts can be encouraging and supportive. And that's what our emotions can do is help us have encouraging and supportive thoughts about ourselves. We still may feel fear. We'll feel sadness. We'll feel anger.
Which is also natural.
They're very natural things, but we'll know what to do with them if we can ask ourselves, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? And what do I need? I think an important thing to jump in and say here now that we often say is if everything is feeling so big and overwhelming to you that these questions don't help, you may feel that you need to talk with someone and get some guidance and help to get through this period that you might be going through. Remember that that is courageous and brave and that is caring and valuing and protecting you.
I appreciate that, Helen. In conclusion, something to remember, something really important, and that is that when you work on these negative thoughts and you allow the emotion or emotions to help you and you listen to their message, you begin to learn the truth. You learn the truth about yourself, and we want you to know that you are much more than you know.
Yeah, and can I jump in? There I am anyway.
nope.
Something that I have learnt big time that goes along with what Ruth is saying, just because you think something doesn't make it true.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make it true. Just because you might think you're hopeless or not good enough, that doesn't mean it's truth that no. you're thinking.
Exactly. So remember, you're much more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we just leave you with a quote from our book, From Fear, quote, "Just understand me, listen to me, learn from me," unquote. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Join us again next week, please.
It's great to have you with us, and thank you for letting us share things that we love, that we've learnt from in our life. And yeah, can't wait to talk with you next week. Bye. Take care. This episode was proudly Australian made and sadly blooper free. Brought to you by Helen and Ruth. Catch you next time.